Alrighty. Okay, Leanne, give us your highlight. Oh, now you're eating. A mouthful of food.
Well, over the Christmas break, well, we said last week we've got we sold two of our five-lot subdivision.
Yay!
So one settled on Friday and one settled on Monday. So
fantastic. Two
that
down,
good.
Two three
down,
to go.
Three to go.
So you've got two vacant lots and a house on
yes.
a lot to go, yeah?
The house, unfortunately, we got a case in front of ECAT next week to get the renters out, the
right.
tenants out. So.
Okay, tenants aren't willing to go?
No, they don't seem to think it's necessary.
Oh, okay.
They're not big on paying rent either.
Oh, right. Optional, is it? I'd like a landlord like that. Thank you, Leanne. Well done. Anybody else want to share? I know you do. Okay. I'm going to see if anybody else wants to share before I give... Because it sounds like we've got an epic story to be heard. Stories. Multiple stories. All right. I'll hand the microphone over then. Go on. Give it a shot.
So we'll keep it in property. Otherwise, we'll be here all night. over the... December... So what we created for this year... So December, January tends to be with... For me and Sanaz, my partner, is we take a shift in our thinking and mindset. So this year is about, so we've been doing a duplex development. So that's 2 years. We already done one. We got we're pretty close to getting town planning. It's been 8 months. No objections with
that's
the
good.
Advertising. So at the end of February, we'll get the town planning and then we'll push for the building permit and then start constructing. But we said we want to do three the similar projects. Obviously we run out of money, so we're working with potential JVs. So we're talking with three potential people. So one of them is progressing. We're at the MOU. And then Mick is our coach. So we had a few meetings with him, so back and forth. When you get to a certain, like dealing with certain challenges and problems, then the things that you never considered becomes, you know, present or important. So I have been resolving those issues,
mm-hmm.
you know, because with these projects, it requires $500,000 cash and then $1.5 million borrowing. Most people that we're talking to, they don't have that. So then how do we solve that problem?
Yeah.
And then I've learned so much in the last couple of months talking to Mick back and forth and I'm talking to other people. So we're quite excited. Because we have found really interesting solutions, it seems like we have one real opportunity, and there's two more to go. So,
nice.
And then if you get it done by June, then we can go on holiday. If you don't, we stay
no
here.
No holiday for you.
No holiday for us. There you go. So yeah.
Very
thanks.
Good. Very exciting. Now we have a special guest that I'm going to introduce you to tonight. So this gentleman over here is Lewis O'Brien, and he has recently joined Pacific Law. So I thought it would be good for him to introduce himself and spend some time getting to know you guys. So everybody welcome Lewis, please.
Thank you. It was a lovely opportunity to come in and meet you all, so I'm very much looking forward to that. For those of you who don't know me or haven't heard of me, I've been acting for property investors for something like 20 years. There aren't too many problems that property investors have had over that, or aren't too many problems you're likely to have that I haven't seen over the last 20 years. Our focus is very much on trying to be proactive. Unfortunately, too often we see small problems that could have been cured with the right advice up front become massive problems later on. And as I said, our goal is to try and put the right advice and proactive advice in the hands of property investors up front so that we can avoid as many problems as possible. And if unfortunately people do run into problems, we're then trying to find commercial solutions. I mean, it's all too easy to think about going to court, but unfortunately going to court is an expensive proposition, it's a time-consuming proposition, and increasingly what we're seeing is almost random results coming out of it as the judges and the VCAT members try to outdo each other with intellectual cleverness.
Yay.
As opposed to the vibe of the thing.
It's the Marbo, right?
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. The vibe of the thing doesn't count for much anymore. I'm being a little careful in what I'm saying. And it seeing as it's recorded, there is sort of one point of order I think we need to pick up. Does anyone here identify as a landlord? Anyone here a landlord? Want to admit it? Okay. Now, what the Victorian government would like you to understand is that by adopting these feudal expressions, you are oppressing the downtrodden. So, from the 1st of March, you will not be landlords anymore. You'll be rental services providers. Anyone think I'm joking?
Nope. I've seen the legislation.
All of it. And that very much summarises what's about to happen to our Residential Tenancies Act.
And tenants aren't tenants anymore either.
They're renters.
They're renters.
With rights. Hmm. Even if they don't pay rent.
Crazy.
Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I look forward to catching up with you. I'll be around for the next couple of hours. And otherwise, okay. I'll give you back to Narelle.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis. So make sure you get to know Lewis. Yeah, hang around for the networking break so you can go and say hi and have a chat. And no doubt we will see you at events, Melbourne boot camps and platinum conferences possibly as well. Awesome. That's what we want to hear. All right. So to run through how tonight will work, we're going to get kick-started off into our mindset issues to start with first. But before we do all of that, we've got some housekeeping stuff we need to go through. We'll do our accountability partnering up. We'll talk a bit about that and how that works for the people who are new tonight. And then we'll get into our, after our break, we'll get stuck into the renovation strategy. Has everybody had a chance to look at the webinar in preparation for tonight's meeting? Anybody not get a chance to go through it? Oh, you've seen it before. Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. So the exercises we're going to do later on tonight is there's quite a lot. We've jam-packed a fair bit into this one, so might be a late night. I'll try to keep my explanations brief. All right, so as we talk about every single meeting, we're in a workshop format. Everything's recorded, so please, if you're going to say something or ask a question, wait for the microphone to arrive so that we can catch what you're saying on the recording. Otherwise, if you try to go back and listen to it or revise what we did tonight at a later point, you get long pauses and gaps and silences and you don't know what's going on. So make sure that you grab the microphone before you say anything. And we, you know, obviously we like to be supportive, but feel free to, you know, jump up and say, if you've got something to share about something specific, feel free to contribute. We want everybody to participate well. So put your hand up if tonight is your very first meeting. Awesome. There's lots of us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to introduce yourselves. I'm going to start over here with Diana and Sandra. And so just, you know, whatever you want to share with the group, maybe, you know, why you've joined Platinum, what you're hoping to get out of it, and maybe a little bit of background if you like. Nothing too scary, just a couple of sentences about yourself. So stand up so everybody can see you. That's okay. You won't be by the end of your Platinum journey.
Hi, I'm Diana. I've joined Platinum with my sister.
What are you hoping to get out of Platinum?
Succeed, yeah. To give me a push in good. The right direction.
Good. You're in the right place for that.
Yeah. I need a bit of a push and I'm pretty not very confident.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for doing that even though it was sure. scary. Yeah. Thanks, Diana.
Hi, I'm Sandra. It's my sister. I joined Ultimate in 2017, uh-huh. but there's a lot of things that happened and I couldn't start it until kind of this year. And we needed a bit of a push from Ultimate, so we decided to come straight into Platinum. And the reason we joined Platinum is, it's a long story. We've been put down and things that we can't succeed and we just want to do something and succeed. And I've loved properties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not really good at talking in crowds, so probably by month 12, I'll be better. I'll be singing.
Awesome. We look forward to you. Can we hold you to that?
We'll see. She's a better singer.
Oh, maybe we'll get you both to do it.
Yeah, so we just need a bit of a push and confidence and stuff like that.
Yeah, great.
We want to succeed.
Fabulous. Welcome. So, would you pass the microphone across? Thanks, Adrian.
Hello, my name's Adrian. We went to the boot camp last year from Ultimate and did the Millionaire Makeover and thought we really liked the idea of that and the time frames that could happen. So we thought we'd better push on ahead and fill in platinum. So here we are. That's probably the end for now.
Nice. Awesome. And what do you do, Adrian?
Operate a concrete pump.
A concrete pump?
Yep.
Handyman to know.
So the big booms are going. Yeah. Take it from there to stop the wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Fabulous. Thank you. Welcome.
I'm Veronica, so I'm his wife. Veronica. everything he said is my reasoning as well, except I kind of feel like both of us want to meet more people who are like-minded, kind of meet people who are driven and want to succeed and want to do better. That's something that we want to really pass on to our kids as well, so we kind of want to introduce them into that world as well.
And how old are your kids?
11 and 7. She's 10 and 11. She'll kill me.
11
and 7.
Yeah, fabulous. Yeah. Yep, great. Well, welcome. Yeah, that's with us. First meeting, over to Carrie.
Hello, good day, guys. How are you? My name is too complicated, so Gary's fine. Call me Gary. And I joined the Ultimate in 2017. I was went right away to the boot camp. By the end of boot camp, one of the guys, Tony, I remember, he said, "Please don't jump in and quit tomorrow." That was my plan. So I waited, and then once I joined Platinum, which is in December, I actually planned, and now my highlight for this month, well, last month, was I quit my job. Not very well planned, but is overdue because of the situation of family and work. However, when I first joined Ultimate, I went through material and these kind of things, so I prepared myself in replacing my income. There are a couple of ways, so I went to the easy way, which is a chunk deal. Get the income for that I get for a year, and then that's it. I worked 6 months this financial year, so I said to myself, it is all right. For the next 6 months, I will concentrate on that. I'll work, and by joining Platinum is my plan. My goal is to fast-track everything, especially this year, 2020, according to the definite everything that's coming up. It is a good year to start on, and, with the guidance of the guys and trainers, that will be a really good opportunity for me to hit some goals this year or at the end of the year with you guys, and we'll work all together.
Fantastic. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
I don't have any other first-timers, do I? Thank you very much. One of the things that you will experience, and I'm sure the old-timers, not the new-timers, will agree, is that there's something very special about this community. A few of you have said you're interested in being part of something, part of a community of like-minded people. You're definitely in the right place because you'll get that here. And we will later on partner you up with an accountability buddy. I'll explain how that will work. But the idea is that we're building accountability not just into your relationship with me as a coach, but also from within the community. There's this sense that we're all in this together and we're going to help one another and we're going to try and hold each other accountable as well. We'll get to that a little bit later. Let's take a look at some housekeeping items. There's quite a bit to get through because we're at the start of a new year, so there's lots of things to tell you about and lots of events to put in your diaries. First of all of the monthly meetings have been confirmed this year. They're not mostly in the first week of the month. most of them will fall into the second week of the month, so make sure you take note of those dates. They're up on the website, they're up on the Facebook page, and they're up here on the slide if you want to take a photo of that. Put them in your diaries, make sure you know when they're on. The national conference dates coming up soon, not that many weeks away, is the first national conference for the year. It's in Melbourne. Lucky us, we don't get to go. We don't have to go anywhere, so it makes it nice and easy. It's the first weekend in April, so again, pop that in your diary. Then in the middle of the year, we're off to the Sunshine Coast in the first weekend of August. And towards the end of the year, first weekend in December, we're in Sydney. For those of you who are graduates of the program and in your second or subsequent year, you have the additional leadership day, which is the day before our national conference. For those of you who haven't experienced a national conference yet, the format is that we spend the entire weekend together. So we start the conference with Friday night drinks, which you're invited to. There's an amount of money put on the bar, and when that runs out, you're invited to continue having enjoying each other's company, having some more drinks, maybe organising dinner. Then on the Saturday morning, we'll get started. We spend the whole day looking at various different content, and the Platinum National Conferences are crafted as individual standalone events. So the content that we present at those is not the same as what you would normally see. You know, other events like the boot camps and those sorts of things, the content doesn't change very much. But for the national conferences, for you guys, Dimpner and the coaches get together and talk about what is it that we need, what does the student body currently wrestling with, what can we present that's going to help everybody move forward in their journey. So we spend all day looking at some content on the Saturday, then we have dinner together Saturday night. There is a small additional fee for dinner, like $30 or something like that generally, to cover the cost of the food. And Saturday night is a chance for everybody to get together, get to know each other better. And then we start again early on Sunday so that we can finish usually by about 4 o'clock so that everybody can get their flights home Sunday night. So don't think of it as a chance to catch up with your mates when you happen to be in Sydney or in the Sunshine Coast if you have friends in those locations, because you literally are spending the entire weekend together. And that's, you know, it's really an immersion thing, and it's how we've designed it. So make sure you put those nights in the dates in your diary and keep the Saturday night free, because we will be doing dinner. Ultimate Boot Camps, of course, are coming up. And we've got the first one in Melbourne. Again, lucky us. Don't have to travel too far. And that's in the middle of March, so the 13th to the 15th of March. Now, as Platinums, you are welcome to come to any of the Ultimate events and any of the Quantum events that are being run in your 12-month program. So if you want to come back and revisit the Ultimate Bootcamp, you are more than welcome to do so. All you have to do is RSVP to Knowledge Source, let them know you're coming, and they will send you the confirmation details. There's no additional cost for you guys. Then we've got Brisbane in the middle of April, Sydney towards the end of May, and we're heading to Perth early July. We're not doing Adelaide this year. So that's the first half. They're all the first half of the year, they're all booked in. The locations are all locked in, so if you're planning out your time and organising your travel, make sure you put those dates in your diary. Other ultimate events that are coming up that have been confirmed for this year, we've got the Real Estate Millionaire Within in the middle of the year. That's on the Sunshine Coast this year from the 17th to the 19th of July. So again, put it in your diary. And we've also got the I Love Real Estate Super Conference, which is also on the Sunshine Coast. Is anybody getting the feeling that Dimpner's moving events closer to home? And that's towards the end of November. It's those two events are usually around the middle of July and then the end of November. So again, great events for you guys to go to, get a refresher. They're fantastic events. And again, they're pretty different each time they run. They're the content of the Millionaire Within and obviously the Super Conference and its contestants. For those of you who don't have any idea what I'm talking about, come see me afterwards. I'll tell you all about it. But they're definitely worth going to. They're three-day events, so put them into your diary. Come along. Quantum events. The Ultimate website will give you access to all of the quantum events that are being scheduled. So you'll see a list of them on the Ultimate website. And there's also a link to there from the Platinum website in case you can't find it. But we don't have commercial secrets. We have commercial secrets.
coming up in Melbourne in May. Not sure why that's done that. And then we've also got the 25% Developers Club. So the 25% Developers Club is a two-day boot camp all around multi-unit developments, so small to medium-sized developments. So if that's something you're interested in, lock yourself in for a quantum event as well. And as I said, most of the ones for the first half of the – all of the first half of the year events have now been locked in, and the final arrangements are being made for the second half of the year. So they'll all be finalised very shortly, so your diaries will be sorted. Cambodia. Who knows about the Cambodia trip? Who doesn't know about the Cambodia trip? Ah, new people might not know about Cambodia. That makes complete sense. So, at the end of last year at our I Love Real Estate Super Conference, we invited an organisation called Raw Impact to come and present what they are doing in Cambodia. That was because we, as a platinum community, decided that we wanted to do something that gave us an opportunity to give back. So we invited the broader community, but really we left the decision-making to the platinum community. And we invited everybody to nominate charities that we could work with that were in line with a vision that we created for who we are and who we wanted to be in that partnership with that charity. And so Raw Impact was the successful charity that we chose based on people's nominations and the feedback and the alignment of our visions. Raw Impact do housing projects predominantly, but also social work in Cambodia. And I don't know if any of you are aware, but Cambodia is a country that really has suffered greatly over the years, and particularly under quite a horrible dictatorship rule where many, many people were literally murdered. Anybody who was educated was killed. And so the country itself has a very large uneducated population who are now really struggling to rebuild their lives in their country. And so we're going over to work with the poorest of the poor and build houses. There's only a few spots left. I'm not even sure if there's 18 left to fund your participation in the trip, which includes your accommodation and your food. You need to fund your airfare. And if you participate, you also need to do fundraising. So everybody who's participating is expected to raise $1,000 towards the charity. And the main reason for that is so that they can get their cause out into the marketplace, so that we share what we're doing with our friends and family and ask them to contribute with donations, and that brings awareness to what's going on and the charity itself. It's going to be a fantastic trip. I believe all of the coaches are going. Dipna and her whole family are going. And as I said, I think there's 80 places in total, and I don't think there's even 18 left. We're expecting to build at least 10 houses in the 7 or 8 days that we'll be there. So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm really looking forward to it. Who's already registered? Half the room. That's awesome. We will be hanging out in Cambodia together. So if you're interested, there's more information available on the website. There's information that Tamara put together about what we did and how we did it and why we did it. And if you want to see the presentation that the guys from Raw Impact did, you can go and have a look at the super conference from November last year. They did a fantastic presentation of who they are, what they're about, and what we can expect from our trip. At the super conference, we also did a fundraiser for them while we were having them present on our stage. And at the super conference, literally within, I'd say, 6 hours, we raised just over $85,000 as a community. So, and they were blown away. They've never had a single organization donate that much money to them before, ever. So they were absolutely gobsmacked, and it was really lovely to see. All of that is on the recording from the super conference. So if you want to check it out, feel free. And if you want to come, get onto it. You can get onto the details on the Platinum website. There's a charity tab which explains the whole thing, and it tells you how to register. In order to come on the trip, you have to be a Platinum. So the trip itself is not open to the broader community. The broader community is invited to share and partner with us through donations. But we've reserved the actual experience of going over there and doing the building alongside these guys from Raw Impact for the Platinum community. So get in or miss out. Here's the specifics. So I've explained, I don't remember what the cost is. You have to arrange your own airfares, but the cost of the trip includes your accommodation and food. As I said before, you have to fundraise, and there are some information webinars coming up. So if you're interested, take a photo of that screen, because there's trip webinars on the 11th of February, so Tuesday night, the 14th of April, and then the 1st of June. And if you're not interested in going to Cambodia, then please, consider supporting others who are going and making a donation. One of the things we're also doing is putting together some resource packages that we're taking with us, and some people are coordinating that. We're getting more information about exactly what kinds of things they want us to take, but it'll be things like stationery and school books and that sort of stuff for their school, basic hygiene products, that sort of thing. So we've asked some people to be coordinators of, putting together donations for that that part of the project as well. So if you're interested in donating actual physical goods rather than just money, then you can find out what they're needing and get them into the resources coordinator. Natalie is coordinating it from Queensland, and I think we'll probably end up with a coordinator in each state, but I'll give you more information about that as it comes to hand. Any questions about Cambodia? Yes, there's a question. Where's the microphone gone? Hold on a minute. You're allowed to ask. You don't have to be shy. That's all right.
I'm just wondering if we're coordinating flights.
So nobody from Platinum is coordinating any of the flights for everybody. So, and part of the reason for that is there's lots of different airlines to choose from. And we are flying into, I have to Phnom Penh, and flying out of Siem Reap. So you do need to make sure you know what you're doing. And you can go via lots of different countries. But if you know other people who are going, feel free to say, hey, what flight are you on? Let's do it together. Any other questions? No, we'll move on. Okay, community profile. Has everybody updated their community profile on the profile platform? Why not? Oh, finally, Henry. Yeah, 6 months. Wow. All right, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you're in double trouble. On the website, there is a section on the far right-hand side that says community profile. That is an opportunity for you to update information about you so that other Platinums can find out who you are. In particular, due to multiple requests, we went to great pains to create a section that allows you to search for JV partners. So if you haven't updated your information and you're whinging to your coach about not being able to find JV partners, then shame on you. Because we've given you the platform and the functionality. It's clunkier than I would like it to be, but it works. If you follow the instructions, you will get the ability to search for people who are interested in JVing. And there's lots of different choices. Obviously, you could be a serviceability partner, you can be a money partner, or you could be a working partner. And you need to choose which one of those you're sticking your hand up to be. So when you go looking for people, you can find people who have indicated that they're interested in being the kind of partner you need. And you can search for the whole of the country, or you can search state by state. So make sure if you have not already updated your community profile that you do so immediately, especially if you're looking for JV partners. Yes. Hold on a minute. There you go.
This site,
yes,
is only accessible by the current members.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, so if you're currently a member of Platinum, you get access to the website. If you're a past member of Platinum, your details will still be there. And so people may still contact you because your contact information will still be in the system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. So it's not available to past Platinums, but past Platinums information is still in the database. And that's why, you know, I'm really keen for everybody to use the platform, because the more people that put data in there, the better it's going to be able to be used. Whether you're, you know, if you're a current member, you can access it. If you're a previous member of Platinum and you've updated that information, people can still get in touch with you. So there's still some benefit there. While we're on the subjects of JBs, if you are looking for JB partners, another way to do it is to go to the forum on the Ultimate website. But be aware, we take no responsibility whatsoever for the information that's posted there. You have to do your own due diligence. Alrighty. Student meetups. Hopefully you are all aware that we have a number of student meetups that happen on a regular basis outside of the program-specific meetings. So there's a number of different ways that you can stay connected to the community. If you haven't already done so, you have to join the Platinum Facebook group and the Ultimate Facebook group to get access to the event schedule for these events, which you can then say, yes, I'm interested in going, and then Facebook will remind you when they're coming. So if you haven't already done so and you're interested in going, jump into the events section of the Platinum Facebook group, and you can see on the screen there, we've got a little example. There's a Queensland, a Western Australia, a New South Wales, a Victorian, and a Melbourne meetup. So there's the monthly meetings as well as student meetings all listed in there. The monthly meetings, if you go into Platinum web, the Facebook group, and say, yes, I want to go to any of those meetings, it will notify you when they're coming up, remind you that that event's coming. So it's a really good way of getting an extra reminder. But if you're interested in coming to the student meetups, then they are held in William Street in the city, usually 2 weeks after this meeting, is that right? That's the sort of the usually, maybe one. So again, jump onto the web, the Facebook group, say that you're interested in going, and it will tell you when the meetings are coming. But all of the dates are there, so you can just pop them into your diary as a reminder. Igun is the organizer of that meeting, and there's a bunch of, it's open to past Platinums as well. So once you've finished your Platinum journey, if you decide you're not going to revisit at the end of your 12 months, then you're welcome to continue going to the student meetup. In addition to that, there's I Love Real Estate. Yeah, good. You can. Yes.
Well, everyone who's new, and for those of you who hasn't made the January meeting, what we've done, we all organize to take accountability further and to support us in that purpose. We set up groups, so we have 4 people in the group, and then we're now weekly touching base and supporting each other. We talked about pushing each other, so that's the whole idea. So we're now intimately getting to know each other, what we're up to, what our goals are, what maybe are blocks, so where we need support. So if you haven't met this January meeting and you're interested in being part of that accountability and you can't make the next meeting, just come and meet me at the break, let me know, and then we can arrange something.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. Once you finish the Platinum course, do you get taken off the Facebook page?
You get an extra 3 months. Okay. So at the end of your Platinum 12 months, your membership to the members-only website remains in place for 3 months, and then your login is deactivated. But access to the I Love Real Estate meetups and the Platinum past and present. Yep. Yes, there is a Facebook page for graduates of the program. So if you're a previous Platinum and you want to stay connected to the community, there is a Facebook group specifically for that. And you are welcome to continue to attend the student meetups. Cool. There's also I Love Real Estate community meetups. So this is more the, it's not just really for Ultimates, but it seems to be mostly Ultimates and Platinums that attend. Anybody in the I Love Real Estate community is welcome to go to those. And so I'm aware of one being run in Ringwood. That's a monthly event, first Friday of the month, and a woman called Felicity Walker organises that. Do you know, Agan, if Erica and Jeff are still running theirs in Morindite? I don't think so either. I haven't seen any info about it. Doncaster? Okay. This is the only one that Felicity has posted when I put this slide together last week for today. So, again, check the I Love Real Estate Facebook page. If there's other meetups, which there have been in the past, there's been one in Morindite and one in Doncaster. They're usually monthly, and it's just an opportunity for people to get together and stay connected. So feel free to check them out. Alrighty, I have some graduating platinums, but I don't think any of them are here. What can I say? I'm pretty sure I've got Karina, but she may still be overseas. She was away until February. I've got Deb and Peter Greenaway. Where are they? Hirotaka, who's actually already finished and probably not coming. And Turgut. But Turgut has revisited, so I was expecting to see him tonight. Anyway, we'll see him next month, I'm sure. Normally, for those of you who are at their first meeting, what we would do is have a little presentation where we give our graduating platinums a certificate to acknowledge their 12 months and also a little gift. And so if any of them were here, I would have done that. But seeing none of them are here, I will send them out. Now, he should be here next month. He's revisited. So, yeah. So at the end of each of your 12-month programs, we acknowledge your completion of that 12 months. So if you're doing your first 12 months and you decide to revisit, you will still get a certificate and a gift to acknowledge that 12 months that you've spent as a platinum. Alrighty, so let's have a look at goals. Beginning of a new year, good time to start thinking about goals, isn't it? Anybody really clear about their goals for 2020? Three people. Awesome! Great start, guys. So, one of the things we encourage you to do is regular goal setting. And the first thing, of course, is to really understand where are you going and why you're going there. And then breaking it down, chunking it down into smaller and smaller tasks until you get back to what do I need to do tomorrow to get me to where I want to be. So we're going to have another look at this whole process. And if you haven't looked at the goal setting process on the Platinum website for a while, I'd highly recommend you go back and do that. We've got two resources available on the website. One is a goal setting video, and the other one is a 12-month goal-setting webinar. And both of them work hand-in-hand with our monthly and weekly goal sheet process, which we'll talk a little bit about in a moment. But let's have a look at goals. So, you know, we all want to make our world a better place, don't we? Whether that's, you know, something particularly altruistic and we want to, you know, create a better environment or a better social structure, or whether it's just that we want to have more time, more freedom, more choice, more wealth for ourselves. At the end of the day, we've all got some idea of what it is we would like to be doing, what it is we would like to achieve. And the interesting thing is that for most people, they have a kind of loose idea, a kind of a nebulous idea, something that they could maybe give you a sentence about, but usually that sentence is going to be pretty vague, isn't it? No, I want to change the world. Okay, great, how? In what way do you want to change the world? I want to make the world a better place. Okay, you just said the same thing without adding any extra detail. So we want to really get to the bottom of this. We want to understand what is it that we're really about. Because at the end of the day, I want to present you with a little analogy, right? So imagine you're in a small rowing boat, something maybe like that. Your goals are like the rudder on the boat. So if you're clear what they are, then they set your direction and they determine where you go. They determine where you do go as much as they determine where you don't go. So if your rudder is set to turn the boat left, you will not go right, even if you wish it. So the thing is, if you commit to one goal, then the rudder stays put and you continue moving forward in the direction that's necessary for you to achieve those goals. But if you flip-flop between goals, the rudder will constantly be moving and it's easy to find yourself rowing in circles. Anybody feel like that happens to them? Constantly. Love it. At least we're being honest from time to time. Lots of circles. So we really want to get clear what our goals are so that we can set the rudder in the direction that we want to go. And we need to be a bit disciplined, a bit ruthless about it. Because if we change the position of the rudder, because we're chasing some bright, shiny thing over here, and, oh, look, there's a subdivision. No, your strategy is renovation. But there's a really good subdivision over here. No, your strategy is renovation. There's no point looking at subdivisions, is there? If you've fixed your strategy, then only look at stuff that's in line with your strategy, because that's going to get the outcome you're trying to achieve. So, you know, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Imagine what might happen if we all worked together. If we all cooperated and we're all pulling in the same direction. Do you reckon that would be amazing? Yeah, I reckon it would too. And in some respects, I think that is a large part of what we experience as a community. Now, we don't all have exactly the same journeys, but we're all here trying to do the same thing, and that is make a difference for ourselves, for our families, for our lives. And so that level of cooperation that we experience as a community shows up, it expresses itself in the way that you guys interact, in the way that we as coaches get to speak into your lives, and it's amazing. So let's take a look, not at the big picture, 7 billion people, but let's start with you. So I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. We're going to do some writing. Let's start with your problems. And no, I don't have a couch. But the way we're going to go about this tonight is we're going to get really specific about our vision. And the way to define our vision is to understand why, what, and then how. So let's take a look at these. So the why. The why is about questioning everything we think we know. It's about investigating our status quo, our habits, our normative behaviours, the stuff that drives us mostly from a subconscious level. The stuff that we don't even realise is having an impact on our lives. Why do we want particular things? Because the thing is, if your why is not compelling, you'll come up with justifications and excuses for why you're not doing it. So, for an example, if I said to you, all right, what's your why? Why are you doing anything? And you said to me, I want to make money. And I might then say to you, okay, great, I want you to go and make money being a prima ballerina. Are you going to be connected to that? No, not at all. Not most of you. I'm not sure about Igan. He looks pretty good in a tutu. But the rest of you, much better suited to property development. But it's not about property development. There's not many of you in the room that woke up this morning and said, I can't wait to be a property developer. There's a couple, right, who are already doing it. But most of you, that's not it. That's not the thing that's connected to your why. Your why is something much bigger than all of that. And when we get really, truly connected to our why, we're unstoppable. We're disciplined. We don't get distracted because it's taking us away from that thing we said we were in this for. So what is it that you're so passionate about that you would stop at nothing to get it. Our belief systems need to be in line with our goals. Because if we believe one thing and our goals show a different thing, again, it's like trying to be a prima ballerina to earn money. They're not aligned with who we are. So we need to make sure that if we set a goal, deep down we have to believe it's possible. Right? That's why we don't have world peace. Because there's not a single person on the planet that truly believes that that's actually a reality. Who here thinks that's possible? That we could actually genuinely have world peace? Wow. Not many. Because most people don't believe it's true. And if we don't believe it's true, it's never going to happen. Because we end up sabotaging ourselves. And if I say, I want to earn, I don't know, let's go crazy, $1 billion this year, but I don't believe it's possible, it's never going to happen, is it? So we need to be really clear that we've connected our beliefs to our goals, or they will not come off, no matter how hard we try. Asking why brings belief and passion, emotion and logic and self-belief into alignment. So I want you to write down, what's your why? What is it that you are so passionate about that you're here spending your Thursday night listening to me rather than at the pub with your mates? What is it? This is the why. Get in touch with it. And try to be as specific as you can. Right? To make a difference for my family is not it. It needs to be more specific than that. No, I can't read your page from here. It needs to be more specific than that. What difference are you going to make? What life are you trying to create? And who for? And by the way, it's okay if it's you. What are you passionate about? What are you burning to get the result for? So now I want you to read what you've written down. And I want you to put your hand up if you honestly believe that that is something you can achieve. Leave the time frame. Is it achievable? Is that something you're connected to and you believe you can do it? I know your hand was up. Adelmo, you're good? I've got nobody with their hand down. That is awesome. All right, so now I'm going to ask you a different question. Having read that thing on your page, is that it? So read it again. Is that really it? Or is it something different? Usually the first time we do this exercise, it's not it. So who needs to change it? Put your hand up if it's not